right, so Sam tackled the first few sugyas. We're holding in the Gemara with Machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim about not arba kundisin v'sikik al gaban. So Rabbi Yaakov says this case with four poles and the schach on top of it is, you know, kshira, and the Chachamim say it's no good. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman have Machlokas Amoraim as to what this case is, meaning where is this arba kundisin? Is it al svas agag or is it be'emtza agag? So Rav Huna holds that Machlokas is on the edge of the roof. They're arguing about edge of the roof. Edge of the roof for Biakos is good. Chum says no good. But in the middle, Kuli Alma, everyone says it's puzzle. This is just Pasha Gemara so far. Rav Nachman says that the Machlokas is Be'emtza Agag. And then we give two options for B'svas Agag. Either B'svas Agag is a Kol Modim Kshira, or it's Machlokas by both. So again, we're not sure what Rav Nachman would say about B'svas Agag. But for Rav Huna, he thinks Machlokas is... Sorry, yeah. For Rav Huna, he thinks it's Be'emtza Agag. It's on the edge. So in the middle, everyone's going to agree that's possible. That's Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, the middle, he thinks he disagrees. The middle is the Machlokas. But what does he say about the edges? We're not sure. So the Gemara throws out two options. Either a Kol Modim Kshera, everybody would agree that it's good on the outside, which would be like the exact parallel opposite of the other Shita, right? Machlokas on the outside, everyone agrees it's no good on the inside, versus it's Machlokas on the inside, everyone agrees it's good on the outside. Or it's Machlokas by both. Maybe Rav Nachman thinks it's Machlokas Bein Mizu, Bein Mizu. So the Rashash asks a couple of kashas, and Shir, we also quoted, his first kasha is also asked by Rabbi Kibager. But in the meantime, Rashash asks the following. The Gemara throws out two conceptual options as to what Rav Nachman would say by the edge. Rav Nachman says Machlokas by the middle. By the edge, we're not sure. So either it's Machlokas or a Kol Modim Kshira. What's a third option? Kol Modim Psula. The Gemara doesn't throw that as an option. If we're really not sure, there's three possibilities. So the Rashash is bothered by, why does the Gemara assume that that's not one of the options? It's either Divrei Kol Kshera or it's Machlokas. Ret Divrei Kol Psula. That should be an option, says the Rashash. That's question number one. Question number two, and the questions are very much related. Later on in the Gemara, we have the Karka case. Arva Kundisin on the Karka. So you have four poles on the ground and Skach on top of it. That is equivalent to which of the two would you say? Emtza Agag or Svas Agag? Emtza Agag, as Eitan says. It's clearly more compatible with Emtza Agag. So the Gemara ends up saying the reason why the Braisa gives that case is to show the Koach Derbi Yaakov. So we're familiar with this concept in general. If someone has a Shita by two cases, and one of them is a bigger Chiddush, so we say maybe that's the Koach case, so maybe we'll teach that case to the bigger Chiddush. In this case, says the Rashash, what is this the bigger, the Koach of Derbi Yaakov? They're just two different cases. One's Svas Agag, one's Emtza Agag. And the maskana of the Gemara is that the way it explains the Karka case or the Emtza Agag is that we're using Diyum Ve'Sukka Tefach. So there's different halachic concepts at play. The middle case, Emtza Agag, when I say middle, I mean middle of the roof, not like middle of the Gemara. The middle case is Diyum Ve'Sukka. The outside case is Gudasik. So we have two different halachic concepts. So if you were telling me it's one halachic concept, like maybe one would have had a Havmino in first reading the Gemara, then I could see, oh, it's a Koach. Maybe it's a bigger Chiddush for one of the concepts in the middle. If there are two different halachic concepts, then why would one be more of a Koach Derbi Yaakov? One's one halachic concept to play, one's another one. How come the middle is the Koach of him? That would be Megala, his Shita on Svas Agag. So that those are the two Kashas of Rashash, and they're, it's really one meaning his Kasha, his assumption is what? That these two cases should not be interrelated at all. They're two different halachic concepts, and there shouldn't be a hierarchy drawn between them. What's his answer? His answer is, en echanami, we're dealing with two different concepts. Diyum de'sukkah and gudasik, you're correct. Gudasik and diyum de'sukkah are different concepts. However, they're much more related than we thought they were. What are they both doing? What is diyum de'sukkah doing? What is gudasik doing? They're extending a wall. Diyum de'sukkah is filling in gaps that were in your wall, and gudasik is extending a wall. They're both extensions of wall. So en echanami, they're different concepts. They're actually much more similar than we thought. And also, what's the difference between the two? Could good asik work on a wall that's, let's say, 7 tefachim tall? Does anyone know? Would good asik work on a wall that's... No, would not. It needs to be 10 tefachim tall. So good asik is less of a chiddush. Good asik takes what's already a complete wall and then extends it. Diyum de'sukkah takes what's an incomplete wall and makes it a complete wall. So if you think something works by diyum de'sukkah, if Rav Yaakov thinks it would work, sukkah would be okay with diyum de'sukkah tefach, then Kol Shekein, obviously he would hold that it works for good asik. So now that answers both of our kashas. The first kasha of why didn't we assume that a Kol Modim Psula? Well, if you hold it's good by Diyum De'Sukkah, Kol Shekein it's going to be good by Gudasik. So for sure, Rabbi Yaakov is going to think it's good by this Fas case. So the only options are Kol Modim Kshera or Machlokas. Rabbi Yaakov is not compromisable. He's for sure going to say it's good if he holds Diyum De'Sukkah is good. And the other question of the Koach Derbi Yaakov, it is the Koach Derbi Yaakov. Because Diyum De'Sukkah is a bigger Chiddush than Gudasik. And not kind of they're different concepts, but they still are somewhat similar, and Diyum De'Sukkah is the bigger Chiddush of the two.
Can you say how we answer one more time?
Yeah. One, the kasha was, how come the Gemara is assuming, why doesn't the Gemara throw out a kol modim psula as an option? But if you think about it, if Rabbi Yaakov says the Yom De'Sukkah works, then for sure he's going to say Gerasik works. If the Yom De'Sukkah works, that's the bigger Kaddish, that, and that's Be'emtz Agag, then Enachanami or Rav Nachman doesn't say what we hold by Bisfas Agag, but for sure it's going to be Kshera. Because if the Yom De'Sukkah worked, for Lefi Rabbi Yaakov, then for sure Gerasik's going to work. So Enachanami, we're not sure what the other Shita would say. Maybe the Chum would say it's good, it's no good, but Rabbi Yaakov's for sure going to say it's Kshera. So the only options are Machlokes or Kol Modim Kshera. Kol Modim Psula wouldn't make any sense. Because he already said the Yom De'Sukkah is good, so for sure he's going to say Gerasik is good. I think we're ready to look at question. Yeah. Which one? Oh, the Koach has to make it his. So since the Yom De'Sukkah is the bigger Kiddush, the Yom De'Sukkah is the concept working by the Emtza case. Sfas Agag is Gerasik. So the Yom De'Sukkah is Taka the bigger Kiddush, right? Because you're working with incomplete walls. Gerasik, you're working with a full wall that you're extending. The Yom De'Sukkah, you're working with an incomplete wall that you're extending. So that really is the Koach to Yaakov. So the answer to both is really. They're similar, and Dimna Sukkah is a bigger Kiddush than Gerasik. And that's why we know that it can't be a Kol Modim Psula, and that's why we know that Rabbi Yaakov is a bigger Kiddush. It's the Koach of Rabbi Yaakov for them, that case. So moving further, so Tosfos asks the Kasha. So we have this Dimna Sukkah concept, but it actually comes up in Shabbos also. And Tosfos points out, by Shabbos, it's Dimna Amma. You need an Amma in order for it to become Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Which is six tefachim. So we obviously know six tefachim is much longer than one. So why by Shabbos do we need six? Why by Sukkah do we need one? So Tosfos says, Chazal are machmir by Shabbos. So we make the minimum bigger than it was. We make it an amma. So we're more chamer by Shabbos. That makes sense. Shabbos is very chamerdik. It's a very intense teresa. We're more chamer. We extend it to six tefachim. Fine. To an amma. Tosfos in Haaretz goes in a little bit of a different direction. So Tosfos is assuming what? That the ikar is really one. Meaning Sukkah is one. Why is Sukkah Diyum De'Sukkah Tavach Lefi Rabbi Yaakov? Because it's one. One is the norm for Diyum De'Sukkah, for Diyum De, but we extend it by Shabbos because we're being Chamah. Tosfos Rebbeinu Haaretz says somewhat similarly, but with a difference. He agrees that the Chazal are Machmir by Shabbos, but he says the baseline is not one. The Iker Shir is actually four Tefachim. He thinks four Tefachim is the Iker Shir. So by Shabbos, why is it six? Same reason as Tosfos. We're Machmir, so we extend it to six. By Sukkah, since we have the rule of Shnayim Kachasam Vishlish Tafilu Tefach, what does that Megala to us? That we see what's really the Iker Shir by Sukkah? One Tefach. Vishlish Tafilu Tefach teaches us that in reality you could have a wall that's only one Tefach. So really the Iker Shir is one Tefach. So he thinks the baseline's, Tosa thinks the baseline's one and Shabbos we extend it because we're being Chamor to six. So Shmir Parrot thinks the baseline's four, we extend it by Shabbos to be Chamor and we actually minimize it by Sukkah. Because to make it one, because of Shnayim Kachasam Vishlish Tafilu Tefach, teaches us that the Iker Shir by Sukkah could be one Tefach. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's because of Pasar Ba. I don't remember exactly how he gets four as his baseline to move from. Because of the concept of Shnayim Kachasam Vishlish Tafilu Tefach, we see that the Iker Shir of Sukkah in some regards is really just one Tefach. So for Diyum Day, we could work with one Tefach.
Diyum Day is typically four.
So this is something that we'll get into. So speaking along the lines of what we said, I think was a brisker of. I'm looking. Does Rebbe have it in the? Maybe he has in the bottom line. Yeah, it goes exactly. So the brisker of says, how does Diyum Day work? Does Diyum Day have its own number, or is Diyum Day just following the shear of whatever it's going on? Meaning, Tosfos would say shear Diyum Day is a tefach. That's what Tosfos holds. Tosfos shear Diyum Day is a tefach. Rebbe Paritz thinks maybe shear Diyum Day is four. Again, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe we could look into that. How he gets four, but he thinks shear Diyum Day changes based on what it's applying to. So Shir Diyum Day of Sukkah is one, and Shir Diyum Day of Shabbos is six. Tosfos thinks Shir Diyum Day is one, and Shabbos were Machmir. Tosfos Rebbeinu Paritz thinks, yeah, he says that is Shir Diyum Day its own number, or does it almost cling onto whatever it's trying to measure? So that's something that we're grappling with here. But in the meantime, so we have Tosfos one, and then extend to six for Shabbos. Tosfos Rebbeinu Paritz four, and then Shabbos were also more chamer. But Sukkah, we can say Diyum Day Sukkah only has to be one because of Iker Shir being one from the concept of Shnayim Kachasam Vishlish Tafilu Tefach. So moving on to 8b.
Tosfos Rebbeinu Paritz holds that it's its own thing, and Tosfos.
I think Tosfos Rebbeinu Paritz thinks it becomes whatever the shear of it's going on is. But again, I don't know how the four fits into this lundus of the brisker of, because Tosfos Rebbeinu Paritz still has his own baseline also. Maybe he's saying if you have to choose a regular Iker Shir, it's four. But Diyum Day works on whatever concept is going. So it's not four in either case. So I think Tosfos Rebbeinu Paritz is the one who's more that would fit into the lumnus of Diyum Day just goes on whatever concept it is. So Tosfos himself thinks Diyum Day is one, and that's what it is. By Sukkah, by Shabbos, we change it because we're Chamor. So Shemir Haritz thinks Diyum Day is whatever it needs to be. It's whatever concept it's going. So by Sukkah, it's one. By Shabbos, it's six. But if you had to give it a shear, maybe it would be four. And maybe actually, when you asked about why does he get to four, you might actually tie into part Bez of eight. We're going to talk about four Tfachim and its significance in a minute. I'm not sure if this is exactly why Tosfos Shemir thinks four is also important. So Rashi... am I on the wrong? Maybe it's come up later. I don't know when this comes up. Maybe it's not even this question. Whatever. At one point in Shir, we spoke about how why Dafka 4. I think it comes up later. Right, exactly. So 4 is a significant number just because it's... And we said Ruba Denimkar. I think it's going to come up in a few questions. It's not 8B. It's later on, I think. But in the meantime, so moving forward. So why is it... So we have this... So Rabbi Yaakov says this concept of Diyum Dei Sukkah. But the Chachamim argue and they think Shnayim Chasav Yishuv Yotafach. So what does that mean? A lot of times the Gemara says back and forth, what are they really arguing about? So Rashi says that the Chum don't hold of Diyum Dei Sukkah. They're rejecting the Chum. Rabbi Yaakov might hold Diyum Dei Sukkah. We hold Shnayim Chasav Vishlish Tafilu Tafach, aka we don't hold of Diyum Dei Sukkah. You're coming up with this new rule to get to a Kasher Sukkah. We don't hold of Diyum Dei Sukkah. We just think you need two and a Tafach. And as we'll get into, I mean, we spoke about it in Shir, in Chazar, we're not up to it yet, but we'll get up to Rabba, Tzur Sepasach, whatever. So, whatever two and a Tefach means, but that is the minimum Shir for Sukkah. Get this Diyum Dei Sukkah out of here. We don't hold to this concept. Rashi thinks they disagree with the concept. The Ra'a says they don't disagree that Diyum Dei Sukkah is a thing. They agree that Diyum Dei Sukkah is a thing. They just apply it differently. Meaning, it's not one Tefach, it's Shiva Tefachim. It's interesting, because you know, we said earlier, because of Shnayim Chasam V'Shidu V'Yotevach, that teaches you that the Iker Shir could be one. So maybe Rabbi Yaakov says that. But if you really think about it, Shnayim Kehil Chasan, what's Kehil Chasan? Seven Tfachin. The Iker Shir is seven Tfachin. Meaning one could very easily think that the Iker Shir is seven Tfachin. So the Ra'ah says, the Machlokas here is not whether or not we hold Diyum Dei Sukkah, is what is Diyum Dei Sukkah? Is it a Tefach? Is it seven Tfachin? Which makes a lot of sense in terms of the Machlokas of reading it into Shnayim Chasam V'Shidu V'Yotevach. Right? Two walls need to be seven, one needs to be one. So is that Megala that really the Iker Shir is one, and two of them we need seven, or is it Megala the Iker Shir is seven? So the Ra'ah says they're just arguing about how much Diyum Dei Sukkah needs to be. That's what the Machlokas is Lefi the Ra'ah. And then we again the Brisker fits into this, right? Because Diyum Dei is Diyum Dei the Shir of whatever it's coming to measure. So really the Machlokas Lefi the Ra'ah is exactly fits into this Lamdas, because what's the Machlokas? How much is Diyum Dei by Sukkah? Diyum Dei isn't a number. Diyum Dei Sukkah is a number. And so the Machlokas is what is that number? So again, Rashi, they don't hold of Diyum Dei Sukkah by... They don't hold of Diyum Dei Sukkah. Ra'ah, they hold of the concept, they just disagree with how much it needs to be. Okay, so new Gemara. This is a Geshmaka Gemara. So we saw this Gemara way back when, actually, I think. Right? Basukos, Basukos. We saw this in maybe even the opening Shir. But in the meantime, big, important Gemara. Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Chachamim, how many walls do we need? So we know Rabbi Shimon holds four, Chachamim hold three. How? How do we get to that calculation? So... There's four answers, or four and a half, really. Let's go one at a time. So, Yeshem Omekar, Yeshem Omsoras is the first one given. That's the one, you know, the one we saw in the beginning of the year. So, it gives you six and four. How does that work out? Yeshem Omikra, I always have trouble with this, so hopefully I'll be okay. Yeshem Omikra is how it is read. Yeshem Omsoras is how it is written. So, Yeshem Omikra, it's read, basukos, basukos, basukos. Right, in three different psukim. And in reality, the Torah has it written only male once. So one time it's written Masukos. The other two times, in theory, it's written Masukas. We just don't read it that way. But if you hold the Yeshem HaMikra, how it's read, how the Baal Kore would say it, then that's six. Because you say Basukos plural, two, 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 you have six. And we'll get it down to four in a minute. And if you hold the Yeshem HaMasoras, Basukos, Basukas, Basukas, you have one full two chasers. So you get to four. So six and four, and then you need chad legufei, one for, and we'll get into chad legufei, I guess for teaching the concept of sukkah itself. So we're left with, for the six option, you take away two, chad legufei, so it's four. For the four option, you take away one, chad legufei, so you have four and three. That's the first explanation of the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Chachamim. The truth of the matter is, we can almost throw out Yeshem HaMikra, because if I remember correctly, the rest, oh no, it's not true. After answer two, we could do that. So Yeshem HaMikra, the second answer is, everyone assumes Yeshem HaMikra, right? And yeah, so they're both at six. Sorry, the last two are just within Yeshem Masorah. So first one, Mikra versus Masorah. Second one, everyone holds Mikra. That's six. Then you have the Chal Gufei. But the Chachamim also hold Schach Bayakra. You need one more for Schach, and the Chachamim don't hold of that. Sorry, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of that. Chachamim will need one more for Schach. Rabbi Shimon doesn't. So you have Chal Gufei, and then you have Schach Bayakra. So you have Rabbi Shimon gets you to 4, because Chal Gufe, 6 minus 2 is 4. And the Chachamim say, also Schach by Akra gets you to 3. How Schach by Akra only gives you a minus 1 and not a minus 2 within the Yeshem HaMikra? It's Machlokas Rishonim, or the Rishonim address it, two different answers. We'll get to that. That's in the second part of this question. Rabbi Shimon, both hold Chal Gufe. But then additionally, the Gemara is saying, one more Schach by Akra. So the Chum take away one more for Schach by Akra, get down to 3. Rabbi Shimon does not take away one for Schach by Akra, so he's left at 4. So they both start at 6. Chal Gufe gets them both to 4. Schach by Akra gets the Chum to 3.
How is Chal Gufe taking off 2 now?
So that actually makes more sense. That's what I'm saying. If you're assuming Yeshem HaMikra, you're working with groups of multiples of two. So if you take away one pasuk, you get to 4. So in theory, and we're getting ahead of ourselves, but we'll say it in like 3 minutes, we'll talk about it. The Kasha the Rishonim ask is, so schach by a cross, you should be left with one pasuk. You should be left with two walls. Because if we're holding Yeshem HaMikra, take away one, Chal Gufe at 4. Take away one for schach, you should be left at 2. So the Ritva and someone else, the Ritva and the Maharam both address this. So we'll get to that in a minute. Honestly, only for the sake of Rebbe's order, we'll just say it now, and then we'll go back. Fine. So the Maharam asks this kasha. He asked the flip of what you said. He said, it makes sense to take away two. But you should take away two for schach by akra also. Why are we only taking away one and you get four schach by akra gets to 3? It should really get you to 2. Because again, within Yeshem HaMikra, each basukos is worth 2. So he asks that kasha. We have two answers. I don't think Rebbe asked for the Ritva, but the Ritva says, within, even though we're assuming Yeshem HaMikra, and that each one is read as basukos, we still have a chiluk that one's actually mamish written male, and two are written chaser. So even though we say each one's worth 2, one is a better two. The one that's actually written basukos is worth more than the basukas. And the one that's written basukos is two that we're able to divide up and learn two different limuds from it. One wall and for schach. So we say schach by akra, that doesn't mean we're taking away one of the full psukim. Again, I don't think Rebbe asked for this on the sheet, but it's just to say, because the Ritva gives another answer. One of them is, since basukos, each one we read basukos, but one's actually written, that one we use for two different drashas. One for the schach and one for one of the defunos. The Maharam doesn't answer that way. The Maharam says, we have 4. How do we have 4? We have 2, 2, 2. We take away 2 for chal gufe. And we have 4. One of those 4 is for schach. So it's not we're taking away a full pasuk. We have 4 for something. 4 walls, 4 whatever. 4 entities, let's say. 3 of them go to walls and 1 goes to schach. So as we said in Shir, this really equalizes schach and defunos, and it really messes up the lumdos from day 1. Which, you know, that geshmak shir on day 1, the chiluk between... What?
Maharam says
equalizes meaning. Yeah, exactly. Meaning he equalizes, right. Which messes up our lumdas. And so Rabbi said, first of all, the lumdas that you say is not going to work out. The lumdas that you say is not going to work out for every single Gemara and every single area of the first paragraph of Sukkah. Second of all, there's 4 answers here. So this is within one sheet of one answer, one Rishon explaining that one sheet. So there's a lot going on here. Your lumdas is not going to fit every single little element of every. So there's 4 Yibayi Samas in this Gemara. So it's very hard to make everything fit. But in the meantime, that's how the Maharam gets around it. So Schach by Akra, nobody assumes Schach by Akra gets you down to 2. Schach by Akra for the Chum gets you down to 3. So that was the end of question 9. But going back up, so Abaye. What does Abaye say? Does everybody remember? What does Abaye list off? Abaye lists off a bunch of sheetas and Zayin Aviz. He says, these are the people who hold Sukkah is. Do people remember?
Dearest
Kaba, exactly. So he's rattling off all the sheetahs of Dearest Kaba, and who's listed? Rabbi Shimon is one of the people listed there. So that's not one. We didn't go through. We didn't go through the other two. Oh, we have a lot going on here. Sorry, I went a little out of order.
Three.
So we have two more answers we got to do. So before we get to Abaye, we've done 2 answers so far: Mikra Masoras and then Schach by Akra. So the third answer we're up to now. Sorry about that, Mark. Good call. Okay, third shot is now. Forget about Yeshem HaMikra for a minute. Now we're just working with an Yeshem HaMasoras. So that would mean you have 4 Yeshem HaMasoras. But the question is, Dalach Moshe Sina Mosif or Migareya? Meaning, is it telling you that one of your 4 could just be a Tefach? Sorry, you're not 4. Everyone says Yeshem HaMasoras. Chal Gufe. Sorry, everyone's at 3. Everyone says starts at 4 Yeshem Masoras. Everyone's at 3 because of Chal Gufe. Now you have 3. Is it telling you one of those 3 is Migareya, that it could just be a Tefach? So 2 and a Tefach. The Tefach represents that third wall. And we'll speak up more lumbus about this in a minute with the Marcheshes, the next question. So you're at 3. Is it Migareya, that it's 2 and change? Or is it Mosif? You need 3 walls and 1 Tefach. So we'll speak up the lumbus behind that one in a minute. But that's the third answer of the Gemara. Everyone assumes Masoras. Everyone assumes Chal Gufe. And then the question is it Mosif or Migareya? Does it tell you the third wall you need could just be a Tefach? Or is it you need those 3 walls and 1 more Tefach? And the fourth pshat in the Gemara is, again, everyone agrees about Masoras. The question is, are we Darshan Tchilos? So this whole time we've been saying everyone agrees, you know, Chal Gufe. Maybe not Chal Gufe. Maybe we can Darshan even the first one. We don't need Chal Gufe. That's the Machlokas. Yeshem Masoras. But one thinks Chal Gufe, the Chamim. So that's 4 minus 1 equals 3. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't think Chal Gufe. He thinks you can be Darshan Tchilos. And therefore, you have 4 for Masoras and you stay at 4. So those are all the sheetahs in the Gemara. And then you have Rav Masna also. I don't think Rabbi asked for that. But Rav Masna in the Gemara Says Rabbi Shimon requires four. Why? Because of that pasuk that comes up on Beis Min Aleph already. Pasuk Yishayo, Vesukat Yelatzel, Yom Mechorev. So that's what Rav Mas has to say. That's presumably none of those four answers. A different Mahalech. But in the meantime, those are the four answers in the Gemara. And then we just spoke out how the second answer works out with Maharam's Kasha about Skach Bayakra. Now to speak about Abai. So we said Abai and Zayin Mabiz lists off the Shitas of Diras Keva, and Rabbi Shimon's one of them. So why isn't that given as the Machlokas for Rabbi Shimon Chamin? Arrivers Keva. That seems to be Abai's explanation. Maybe that should be one of the, in our Gemara, on the four answers, that should be one of the reasons given. So what's Pshat? So we say a couple things. We say that there's four reasons. And this is not one of them. Why? So Aruch Lener points out this wouldn't work. This wouldn't be a sufficient reason in our Gemara for the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon Chamin. Why? It wouldn't be Megala their Shitas. It wouldn't be Megala their Shitas. Because you have four versus three. But in theory, there are some people on Abai's list who hold Keva that hold what? Shnaim Chachasam V'Shishivio Tefach. Keva doesn't mean four. Keva could mean two and change. Keva could mean three. Keva could mean four. We don't know what Keva means. And Arai? Arai could mean three. Arai could mean two inches. Arai could mean arba kundisin and tzchach on top. We don't know what it could mean. So there, arai could mean arba kundisin and tzchach on top, and keva could have meant just two and change. So saying arai keva wouldn't actually be megala their shita as a four versus three. So that's what the Aruch Lener points out for why that's not a good explanation in our Gemara for the machlokas. Right, Abai, I mean, we've spoken about Abai at length. Abai is categorizing everyone. He's not saying that's the reason Rabbi Shimon Chamin argue. Again, Abai, we've spoken this a lot with Bishan Beis Hillel. It's come up a few times. Abai is just categorizing people throughout the first parak that have shitas that are somewhat more kevadic than the status quo, than the chachamim, than whoever it may be. So, dollar by dollar amos was considered, Rebbe shita was considered keva, 4x4 amos. But even Beis Shammai, who said 7x7, was considered keva to Beis Hillel, who was 6x6. Meaning, anything that's more than the status quo, which is more kevadic, is categorized in Abai as Shita. We paskin like some of them, as we said. We paskin like Beis Shammai, who says 7x7. You know, so is it Keva? So the Baal Mor, you know, on that riff said that there's different, Keva is a fluid term. It's not just Arai versus Keva. Keva can mean a lot of things. So clearly Keva can mean a lot of things, because two of the people Abai lists are 4x4 Amos and 7x7 Tfachin. So how could those both be Keva? And the answer is they're both Keva in different ways. Rabbi Yehuda is obviously Keva because he holds over 20 Amos could be good. It's just a bunch of different Shitas that are somewhat more Kevadic than I guess what we call the status quo or their other Shita. They have Machlokas where they take the more Kevadic approach. And so Rabbi Shimon does that. He Abai is not wrong. It is more, four walls is more Keva than three. It just wouldn't be a good explanation in our Gemara to explain why they're arguing, because Keva versus Arai wouldn't get you to four versus three. The Gemara gives very precise explanations, technical explanations, based on the Pesukim to get you to exactly four versus three. Arai versus Keva, as the Aruch Lener points out, wouldn't get you there. Arai could be more, could be less. Keva could be more, could be less. So he thinks Abai is, it's not a bad reason, it's just, it doesn't make sense for our Gemara. Meaning Abai could call Rabbi Shimon Keva, it wouldn't have made sense for our Gemara to say, oh, the reason Rabbi Shimon and the Chum are arguing is because of Keva versus Sarai. Even though you could call Rabbi Shimon more Keva. So Rabbi Shimon is not asking a kash on Abai per se, he's just saying why Abai's statement wouldn't work as a good explanation for our Gemara, and why the Gemara doesn't use it. Fine. Moving on towards the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes speaks out some lumdas on one of the four answers we just gave over. So we said this Mosif Megareya idea. So what does it mean? So Rechash points out, what is the nature of this tefach? Is the tefach ke'ilu a third wall, or is it just a tefach? Meaning, does the Torah require us to have three walls, but it gives us permission, Allah Mishvi Sinai, not permission, it tells the Chiddush that a tefach is one of those three walls. The tefach is your third wall. So you need three, but one tefach equals a wall. Ish Allah sees a full wall there. Or is it, you need two walls and a tefach? It's not a full third wall, it's a tefach. The third wall doesn't have to be a full wall, it needs to be a tefach. So is it doesn't have to be a wall, it needs to be a tefach because the tefach is a wall? Or is it doesn't have to be a wall, it could just be a tefach? Those are the two options, conceptually. So, and that ties into most of Megareya. So, the Chachamim think Megareya, so the tefach is a full third wall. Right? The tefach is ki'ilu a full wall. Rabbi Shimon says Mosif, meaning he requires three full walls, and Mosif and just one more tefach. So what are two areas of halacha where this could come up in? So the Poras Yosef brings two tosos in that this is relevant for. One is Rabbi Tam Shita about Atze Sukkah, and this A came up previously, and B will come up again later. Probably if I had to guess Thursday's Chazar, maybe even, I don't know, at some point later in the week. But we spoke about this Machlokas a lot. So Rabbi Tam holds what? We said this recently in Shir. By Atze Sukkah, when is it an Isser Midoraisa? Only on the Iker Shir HaSukkah. So for now, we're not going to get into Skach. We're going to assume it's walls, which is the Pasha Peshat and the Rabbi Nutam, unlike I think it was a Bach that assumed otherwise, or a Beis Yosef. So Rabbi Nutam holds that that's a sukkah, the Isur Daraisa is only an Ikr Shir HaSukkah. So what does that mean about the third wall? Right? We say, what's the Ikr Shir HaSukkah? Two walls and the Tefach. So the Poros Yosef says that if you hold it's Megareah, then really the full wall will be Asur Medaraisa. Ate Sukkah is Asur Ba'anah. The full third wall is Asur Ba'anah. Don't measure the third wall and be like, ah, this much is only Isur Ba'anah, and this much is Isur Daraisa. No, the full third wall. Why? Shem Chasam Vashishbi Tefach. The Tefach is Ki'ilu, a full third wall. So if you built a full third wall, that whole thing is still Asur Medaraisa. Lefi Rabbi Nutam, who holds that Ate Sukkah is only Asur Medaraisa on the Ikr Shir. The full third wall is the Ikr Shir. Even though you could have built two in a Tefach, the full third wall is an Ikr Shir because the Tefach is Ki'ilu, a full wall. So that's one issue. But if in theory you held Mosif, then actually that wouldn't be the case, right? If you held Mosif, that the one Tefach is just a Tefach, and the Torah is Chiddush, the Halacha Mishnah Sinai teaches us you could just do a Tefach instead of the third wall, and it's not Ki'ilu, a full third wall, then what would the Isur Daraisa be? It would be on wall one, wall two, and just a Tefach of the third wall. Maybe a Tefach Shochik, whatever. We'll get into that later. But the majority of the third wall would not be Asur Medaraisa. So that's one area of Halacha where this Lumdus is important for, how to understand the Tefach of the third wall. And another area is, of course, Yosef talks about Tosfos and Rashana, Chav Chasam and Beis, who discusses why or extra tekiyos shofar nowadays is not considered Baal Tosef. And then he gets into Sukkah. And he says, maybe adding a fourth wall should be Baal Tosef. So obviously we know it's absurd, because then we all, I think everyone here uses four walls. Sukkahs are definitely Rov of Klai Yisrael. I'm pretty confident to say that. Rov of Klai Yisrael, that builds a Sukkah, unfortunately, yeah. We'll clarify that. But in the meantime, four walls. So that would mean that we'd be over Isur Baal Tosef. So Tosef says clearly not Baal Tosef, and he gives an answer. His answer is, the more walls you add, the better of a dira it is. You're making it a better dira, so it's clearly not Baal Tosef. Fine, that's that. But in the meantime, the Porosis points out, why doesn't Tosef mean about the third wall? Tosef says, Kasha, what about adding a fourth wall? When in reality, what could he have said? Before you add a fourth wall, you have to finish a third wall. In reality, if you were building the smallest possible sukkah, it's Kshera, or not Lav Dafka smallest, the least, you know, inclusive sukkah, it would be two walls and a tefach. And again, okay, it's Rosh HaPasach, Tefach Shochet, we'll talk about all this. But in the meantime, it would not be, what would it not be? It would not be three full walls. So the Porosius points out, maybe there should be a having of Tosus that it should be Baal Tosif on the third wall. Why doesn't he ask that? Because if you hold that it's Megareah, then what have we been saying? If you hold Megareah, then what is the tefach? Is the tefach just a tefach, or is it Kilu, a full third wall? It's a full third wall. So Tosus would never have had a Havamina that would be Baal Tosif on the third wall. Again, Halacha L'maaseh, it's not Baal Tosif for anything. But he only asks his kasha on the fourth wall, because the third wall, in Echanami, Halacha, you could just put a tefach, that's Kilu, a full third wall. So obviously it's not Baal Tosif if you build the rest of the wall, because you're just filling in what's already there halachically. It's not Baal Tosif to build a full third wall. So it's not Baal Tosif to build a fourth wall either, but Tosus' kasha is on the fourth wall, and he gives his answer there. What? Tosfos. Oh, so what gets complicated is that, whatever, this lumdus of the Marcheshes of Moshe Megareya, well, Tosfos is holding Megareya, meaning, because it's Kilu, a full third wall. What? Yeah, it is like a Chum, but, you know, when we say this Moshe Megareya lumdus, like, everyone, no one really holds, based on at least the strict read of the Gemara, that it's two walls and a Mosef. Whatever, meaning, the only way the Gemara sets it up is the Chum have to be Megareya. I don't know if you have to say that within this lumdus. And someone's just saying what the Gemara is maybe alluding to with the Mosef Megareah, and maybe you could have, okay, we pass in two and a Tefach, do we view it as a Mosef or do we view it as a Megareah? Meaning, moving away from the strict reading of the Pesukim, like, of how you get to two and change, how do we view that third Tefach? But yeah, Tosfos would be going along the lines of the Chamim. I mean, definitely passing the Chamim in that two and a Tefach, but even within the Megareah idea, they're passing that Tefach of the third wall is viewed as Megareah and Ki'ilu, a full wall. And that's why Tosfos doesn't, says the Poros Yosef, that's why he doesn't ask about Baal Tosef there. Okay, moving on to what was, we should have brought our charts for this one. I didn't bring the Makoros, and for those listening to the recording, they wouldn't have it anyway. But we have, how do you put this, so we keep saying Shnayim Chasav Hashishu V'yo Tefach, so how do you view this third, how do you draw this third Tefach? Two and a Tefach, so where's the Tefach? Where does it go? What is it? Fine. So Rav and Rav Kahana and or Rav Asi, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi say Rosh Tor, Rav says Kineged Yotze. So this is in the Gemara, so we say what? That this is on the bottom of Amud Beis on Tzayin Rav, and it could either be, for now, let's, I guess the Marshal, but that's Rashi, is the Pesha Peshah in the Gemara, so everyone has the charts. I guess if you have a Gemara, you have charts of what is drawn up. So it's either this straight thing, you know, drawn in Rashi, oh yeah, you have the diagonal, good. It's either a straight line, Kineged Yotze is a straight line, and Rosh Tor is a diagonal. So those are the two Pashuk Pshats. But let's assume for now that it's pretty much attached to the second wall, or one of the two walls, or very, very close to it. Because in a minute we're going to say something different. So those are the two pshatim. The Maharam is very bothered by this because Rashi and Tosfos both seem to say that it's this, you know, right in the corner next to one of the walls. But first of all, Tosfos asks a kasha from Ervin and talks about a case where there's avira on both sides. And if you think that Rosh Tor is attached to one of the two walls, you can't have avira on both sides. There's only avira on one side. So that's a little bit strange. So that's one reason why the Maharam doesn't like this understanding. And another problem is that Rashi seems to describe how the Rosh Tor is ke'ilu, the other two walls. But that doesn't really make sense. You have two walls in the diagonal. It's just a third wall. So it's almost, it'll make, his kasha will make more sense when he gives the answer. He thinks, what is it? Two walls. And Rosh Tor is Bekaran Zav. It's in the opposite corner. So it's two walls, and then in where the opposite corner would be of the corner that exists, there's a diagonal. So that's ki'ilu two walls. It's closing off the structure. One, two, and then you have an opposite diagonal. That's ki'ilu rounding out your structure. So when Rashi says ki'ilu two walls, that actually makes sense to see the Maharam's explanation. And But you move down the thing all the way. Yeah, that's actually a good way to say it. It's like a capital A, but you move down the middle piece of the A all the way to the opposite corner. But an A is not a right angle, but that's fine. But it's a good muscle. And in the meantime, that's one answer. I mean, that answers up one of his kashas. And the question from Tosfos, who assumes that there's avira on both sides, lafi this explanation of the Maharam, there is avira on both sides. Because it's this isolated piece of a tefach in the opposite corner that has air on either side of it. And so Tosfos' kasha is, why isn't it bittul? And he says it's not mevatel. But the point is, Tosfos' kasha wouldn't get off the ground if you understood Rosh Tor, like the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, like our, when I say the Gemara, our Gemaras, which have the Marshal, but that's Rashi, the Pashup Shat, the way the diagram is, there's not a veer on both sides there, and it doesn't seem to be Keilu two walls. So the Maram gives his own Mahalik. He says there's Keilu two walls. That's Lashon Rashi. The Rosh Tor is Keilu, the other two walls. This is not two walls.
Four total.
Yeah, one, two, and then that Rosh Tor is, it's Keilu, another two walls. Lav dafka, it's going to be four total, but it's representing the other two. It can't represent the other two if it's right there in the corner next to one of the walls. That's just like a diagonal that would make it a triangular sukkah if you extended it. If it's in the corner, mamish, in the far corner, then that's more like it's, in economy, it's only one line, but it's like ki'ilu rounding out the sukkah. If you moved it to the corner over here, then it would be like ki'ilu, two walls.
Diagonal.
What?
Like diagonal.
It would still be diagonal there, but it's like...
Just drop.
Yeah, it's
part of both.
But it's not halakhically...
Like this.
Yeah, I think he knows what... No, it's one, two. Yeah, exactly. It's not really two walls, but it's ke'ilu, an enclosed structure in that way, which the first pshat, the Marshal pshat in Rashi, doesn't look like that. So that's the Maharam's kashas and his answer. So going weiter. So he thinks even the other shita, the not Rosh Tor, the Keneged HaYotzei, is also in the Karen Zavis, in the opposite corner. So that would be like, I guess the best way to do that is to draw a hay. Like two, a cat, like a big K, a big hay, like two lines, and then in the opposite corner, the little, you know, additional line. So that's what he thinks the two shitas are in Amoran. So I'm gonna, moment of honesty here. When Rebbe says Be'er shitas Rav, v'shitas Rokan of Ravasi, lefi Be'ez ha-pirushim. So I would think he would just say it's literally two walls, and then, you know, either you have Keneged HaYotzei attached, Rosh Tor attached, or you have Keneged HaYotzei in the far corner, or Keneged HaYotzei in the far corner. But like that's already answered before Rebbe asks that, so I'm not sure. And then he also gives the grizz in the bottom. So I didn't get a chance to ask Rebbe what he meant by this. But what the Brisker Rav does say, which is something interesting, was he says maybe the Shita of Rav, who says Keneged HaYotzei, means not Davka Keneged HaYotzei, but even Keneged HaYotzei. Meaning it could be at any point on that far wall, one, two, and at any point on that wall, says the Brisker Rav, even Keneged HaYotzei. So that's a chiddish way to read it, because the pasha way to read it is davka right next to it, meaning Karen Zavis in the opposite corner. That's an isolated piece that wouldn't help the sukkah. It's too far away. One could argue. So when we say Keneged HaYotzei, it needs to be very very close within lovet of one of the walls. But the Brisker Rav has a interesting read where he says no, it's not davka Keneged HaYotzei. It's even could be anywhere on this wall, even right there. So I'm not sure if that's what Rebbe was going for, but in the meantime, the four sheets of things should be clear. It's either straight or diagonal in the corner right next to one of the walls, or straight or diagonal in the opposite corner, Karen Zavis. And if this isn't clear, look in your packet. Rebbe drew out all the diagrams for us on the Ritva. The Ritva quotes all the different options, pretty much. He quotes almost every single one. And then, except Rebbe made a diuk in the pack of the Gemara, if everyone remembers, between whether the diagonal in the corner is like all the way in the corner or like a triangle. So I'm not sure if that, but the Ritva didn't get to that. But every other chart is there. So fine, that should be helpful, hopefully. Okay, going back there. So we have Rabbi Simon, Vitam Rabbi Shub and Levi. So we have this concept of you need a tefach shochik. Rabbi Simon says you need a tefach shochik. So what's within lava? So what's really pshat here? So Tosos thinks this is not the halacha mishmishina. This is an independent din derabanan. This is an independent din derabanan, and he's not interpreting the halacha mishmishina itself. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban thinks this is Rav Simon interpreting the halacha Moshe Sinai. He thinks the halacha Moshe Sinai requires a tefach shochik within lavud, and this is a reinterpretation of the halacha Moshe Sinai, different than what Rav originally said. So either it's an additional din, a din derabanan, let's say lafi Tosfos, that you want a rov dofen, so we say tefach shochik, but it's just a din derabanan, nothing to do with the halacha Moshe Sinai. Or the Ramban says this is the halacha Moshe Sinai lafi Rav Simon. He thinks this is the halacha Moshe Sinai. So that's the machlokas Tosfos Ramban, and this is that Rashi that I was talking about way earlier. I was talking about the four when you asked about the fourth tefachim with the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So what's pshat? We have Rashi. What does Rashi say? Why do we need a tefach shochik? So let's do some quick math. So first of all, what is a tefach shochik? Rashi says a regular tefach is a fist. Tefach shochik is you open up your hand and you have your fingers not touching one another. So it's one plus. This is one tefach. This is 1.1 or one and change. You open up your fingers a little bit, so they're not touching. So fine. That's a tefach shochik. So why do we need 1.1? Lavud works less than 3. So you have 2.9. It's within lavud. 2.9 plus 1.1. You get the 4. Great. Why do we need 4? Rashi says rov of the dofen should be sasim. Love it. Because that's some dami with a tefach shochik. We have a rov of the dofen. 4 of 7 is, sasam, and that's what we need. So let's do some basic math here. In some cases, you can't deal with fractions. Here, we could very much deal with fractions. In fact, tefach shochik is 1.1. So why isn't a rov just 3.6? Why do we require 4? 4 is not a rov. 4 is a rov of more than that. A rov of 7 is only 3.6. So the Ritva, so we have two answers to this. The Ritva says we need a ruba de nimkar. We need a rov that's recognizable. And a chanami 3.6, but like with the naked eye, you might not even be able to tell. You might have to like get out your measuring stick. 4, it's a ruba d'nimkar. It's a recognizable. So Rashi says we need to get the 4. 4 is a ruba d'nimkar. So and a chanami, it's not the lowest possible rov. It's a ruba d'nimkar, so that's why we require 4.
Maybe it's like a new number because of like a new.
Right, yeah, exactly. Maybe you're reaching a new number, so like you get to. So it's more of a real rov. But the Ran says it doesn't have to do with rov, but rather 4 tefachim is the sheer chashuv. So this Ran actually might tie into that Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm not sure. But remember when you said, where did he get 4 from? So we see a makor that the Ran thinks 4 tefachim is a sheer chashuv. That is a sheer chashuv. So it's not that 3.6 is a rov or we need a rov. I guess the Ran almost disagrees with the Rashi. The Ritva is pretty much explaining Rashi because Rashi says it's for a rov. So the Ritva says it's a ruba d'nimkar. The Ran says it's not about a rov, you need a sheer chashuv. 4 is what gets you to have a sheer chashuv. So, yeah, let's call it. We'll go 6 each. I think this will call it today. Shkayach.